Thank you, Gisela. So with that, I'd like to say thank you, Gisela and Kim, for organizing the call and for getting everybody into the call. Fatima, you should be hooked up on the Spanish channel pretty shortly. So please bear with us. And I'd just like to say warm greetings to everyone across the globe, regardless of whatever time it is. And I'd also like to say thank you in advance to Sabrina, who's going to be interpreting for the Spanish-speaking members of this working group. And because of translations, I'm going to ask people to speak into their phones or their microphones. Speak loudly and slowly so that translation can be seamless. And with that, I can imagine that you've all had an excellent rest since we last met on 17th December and rearing to go. With, so it's now February, and we're due to commence our task, start off our task, and execute the mandate in which we, the mandate that we have as a working group to look into capacity building for the at-large community. And I'm very pleased to see the exchanges of emails taking place, the review of the spreadsheet 1.6 currently as we speak. We've been receiving different revisions, and it's going to be 1.7 soon and loaded up on the wiki. So with that, this is just very quickly reflect on some of the things that we covered as a group last week, which is predominantly our focus of our capacity building working group. Now, it's very important to noting that we have a few new members who've joined us in between the 17th of December till now. So with that, we'd like to welcome our new additions to our capacity building working group. We warmly welcome you, and we're looking forward to a really productive time. And just to re-emphasize and underscore the emphasis of this working group, we are strictly going to be looking at the at-large capacity building working group. So when we say at-large, what comes to mind is RALOS, the at-large structures that make up the RALOS, because ultimately all this together make up the entire at-large community. So it is very pleasing to see, and quite a delight to see, the diverse representation of all the volunteers of this working group. And my apologies, I've gotten ahead of myself. May I please ask Gisela to do a roll call?
Nasrul, thank you. Gisela here for the transcript. Thank you, Sala. On today's at-large capacity building working group call on Monday, the 4th of February at 1900 UTC, we have Sala Nieta Tamanikai Waimaro, Dev Anand Teluksing, Olivier Crépin Leblanc, Yovi Atuhun, Pastor Peters, Adela Dansiu, Siranush Vardanyan, Oksana Priotko, Tijani Benjema, Narin Kachakrian, Darlene Thompson, Klaus Stoll, and Sandra Hoferichter. On the Spanish channel, we have Carlos Aguirre, Fatima Cambronero, Juan Manuel Rojas, and Natalia Enciso. Apologies noted today from Ali Al-Mishal. From staff, we have myself, Gisela Gruber, and our interpreter today on the Spanish channel is Sabrina. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also to allow Sabrina to know who is, to identify the person on the other language channel, and if you could also please speak at a reasonable speed. A transcript of this call will be made available within 48 hours, and staff will be taking the main action items, so please do state them clearly. Thank you. Over to you, Sala.
Thank you, Gisela. So with that, we'll just continue. As I was saying, the emphasis of the working group is strictly the capacity building for at lunch. And as we think about capacity building for at lunch, it speaks of different things to different people. There are diverse types of capacity building, whether it's face-to-face trainings, which are done during ICANN meetings, or other things where, in terms of things like understanding ICANN policy or understanding ICANN operations, or things like how to strengthen ALS input into the RALO process, or how to strengthen ALS participation into the greater ICANN policy process, and building enough critical mass, and these sorts of things. So one of the interesting things and one of the things we're looking forward to doing is to be able to provide a context for people like yourselves who are eager and passionate about their region, or eager and passionate about the global at-large community, about building capacity to encourage a greater policy immersion from the ALSs or from the RALOs, for greater involvement of the global at-large community, strengthening capacity, and how this capacity is going to look. So this is something that we as a working group are going to be developing, and recognizing that each and every one of you have come with vast experience, different contexts, each context unique, and at the same time different learning experiences, different skill sets. So we're hoping to provide a context where we'll put all of this to good use. And one of the critical things, as you can imagine from our meeting on the 17th of December, was we highlighted the need to be able to track where we're at as an at-large community in terms of information gathering, to commence the relevant trend analysis to allow us to see and to be able to name and to be able to specify precise areas or suggestions or recommendations for capacity building, and what is within our scope, what are we able to do, and that sort of thing. Now, this brings to mind quite a number of things. It means that we would also be looking into what other, whilst we are focusing on at large, it would also mean looking into what other constituencies or advisory groups may be having or may be facilitating in terms of capacity building projects, or even stakeholders in the internet community, in the internet ecosystem that's taking place right in the very geographical terrain where our RALOs or ALS is located in. So it would mean some sort of seamless coordination of capacity building, or at least knowing what the options are and being able to identify how we can leverage off each other, or to harness how we can better reach, or not so much reach, but to build capacity. And so, in other words, we will be putting, creating a context, defining the shape. So which is why we're going to be very shortly going to open the forum up for people to give their views on the project roadmap for at-large capacity building. So one of the things we currently have in mind is to prepare a strategy based on the information that we've gathered, and once we've run the analysis, to prepare a broad strategy and a list of recommendations of where we can, of what we can actually address, or things that we can actually harness. And I'm very pleased, we're very pleased that when our A-lecture informed us, particularly as ICANN now has a new management, and Sally Costafield, who recently came into was on record for emphasizing that capacity building is going to be a huge part of ICANN's operations in the very near future. So these are things that are going to affect our work. So with that, I would like to open up the discussion. Perhaps in talking about the project roadmap, I'd like to bring about a spreadsheet 1.6, 1.7 that people have been commenting on. And as you can imagine, based on the previous meeting that we had on 17 December, which was information gathering, I had mentioned that work had been done last year prior to the working group in terms of putting together this spreadsheet. But the time has now come for us to look at it as a working group, and I'm really glad to see Fatima, Oksana, and a few others, Tijani, who've been reviewing the spreadsheet. So what we need to do is, at some point, is to have a different... Yes, thank you, Olivia, for putting the link for the spreadsheet. The version that Olivia put up is 1.6. We will be putting up the 1.7 shortly. And what we would like is for the representatives from Uralo, representatives from Naralo, because no one knows your region better or your Ralo better than people from that specific Ralo, is to look at the spreadsheet and review it, and we need to do it thoroughly. And judging from Fatima, Tijani's, and Oksana's input and that sort of thing, it appears that we should be able to finish well and finish quickly. So with that, we'd like to have some discussion on the project roadmap in terms of gathering the information, trend analysis, developing a strategic framework in terms of a recommendation to the ALEC chair. The other thing, Oksana has raised her hand. Okay. Yes, Oksana, please go ahead.
Could you please unmute me? Hello? Could you please unmute me?
Yes,
hello?
Do
you hear me?
We can hear you,
hello?
Oksana.
Yes, we do, Oksana.
Okay, thank you very much. I have two questions for all your great efforts, Sala. Really, it's a great opportunity for me to learn multi-stakeholder process in practice. But just now, I would like to clarify two issues. For example, anonymous questions, identity, and so on. So when I ask to verify Wolf Ludwig for my list of Ural ALS, she did not mention our last example of very sad example of withdrawing of application of Ural ALS because of breaking down the rules of anonymous. I'm sorry, could you understand me, please? Maybe Olivier, maybe Sandra can explain better than me the issue. I am for transparency and I am for accountability. But I'm afraid that it can be translated in the wrong way. Is
yes.
It okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Oksana.
Yes, this is one my issue. And the another my question is about the scale of our investigation. Because really... We have, for example, 47 countries within Council of Europe. but we have 78 countries and territories regarding ICANN Uralo geographic region. It's very difficult to deal with this problem. I am very happy to work with you on both topics. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Oksana. What Oksana was, I suppose, was trying to say was, in essence, two things. One is the nature of the information that's being gathered in terms of confidentiality aspects. In terms of gathering it, that works on one hand, it can be, on one hand, we know that what we're doing is for capacity building, and so we're trying to identify all these aliases. She was suggesting that it's possible that some may misconstrue it in certain jurisdictions or certain terrains, where they would see it as an intrusion to privacy. So this is probably why she was saying that and she's saying that she's for transparency and that sort of thing. And just to clarify first on that point, on the first point, the information that's being gathered is, I'll speak slowly. The information that is being gathered is what is available publicly on the RALO site, or on the ICANN site, or information has been brought in from other related sites. But what we would like to do at KidNet, which is where the regional input is going to be relevant and necessary, is to for you to be able to identify some of those indicators. For example, you'd notice that in a certain column you have countries, in another column you have territories, and in another column you probably have the ICANN classification or and that sort of thing in terms of each region and so these sorts of things we're just trying to map in terms of the spreadsheet, which is why it will be up to you, the stakeholders within the working group from those specific regions, to check and cross check again. So yes, whilst we've created this first spreadsheet, and I'd like to acknowledge and thank Chaitanya, Dev, and others who worked to get the spreadsheet to where it is. But what we need to do is to look into it and check and recheck again. So even if there's one version then, and it's really good to see Fatima, Tijani, and others who've been looking at the spreadsheet and reviewing it again, just to pick up on minor errors and things that don't make sense, like what Darlene had sort of raised in terms of, I thought there were only three countries in Naralo and that sort of thing. And why is this spreadsheet saying that there's, you know, more than three? So these are very good questions, and we'd like for each and everyone to ask those questions. And the purpose of the spreadsheet, the purpose of compiling this spreadsheet is for us to be able just to know where the global at-large is. And by global at-large, you mean the RALO's, the ALSE, the contemporary. And because from then, when we begin our trend analysis, we can better zoom in and identify where precisely we need to build capacity. So this will mean that at some point we will be coming close to the RALO's and working closely with them. And so that I hope that addresses the first part of your question, Oksana. And so with that, there also may be other columns or other potential indicators that we have not yet identified that you could think potentially. I'll address the confidentiality one soon. And there also could be other indicators that that are not on the spreadsheet yet, but that may be relevant for the spreadsheet. Things like, for each ALS, you know, if there's more than one language spoken, maybe an additional column to say primary language and the second one, secondary language. So things like that. So the spreadsheet is, in terms of confidentiality, this friendship is something that is already public knowledge, and it will be limited. Its use will be limited to trend analysis for the purpose of evaluating and assessing capacity building. So with that, I'd like to open the floor and invite people to... yes, Tijani, please.
Thank you, Sarah. First of all, I'd like to say that all the information on the spreadsheet
and
are
be with you
absolutely
shortly.
Public
please
now.
Hold the line.
You can get
the
them
number you
from
have
the
called
website.
Has put you on hold and will be with you shortly. Please hold the line. The number you have called
so,
has put you on hold and will be with
I
you shortly.
I don't see any
please
problem
the
of
line.
Confidentiality regarding this point.
Apologies. Can you the whole thing again? Sorry. There was an interference on the line. We could hear two people speaking. So could you repeat everything you said, just so we're sure that it's recorded?
Okay. Okay. So I said that all information on the spreadsheet are absolutely public. You can take them from the website, ICANN website. So there is not an issue of confidentiality regarding the spreadsheet. Second point, I would like to say that there is a lot of capacity building kinds. There is not only one type of capacity building. We can have, as you said, a face-to-face capacity building session during the ICANN meetings, but we can have other kinds. We can have virtual capacity building. We need to use all tools that are appropriate for each operation of capacity building. We even can think about a non-site capacity building. This is one point. Another point about the timing. I feel that we need to finish this step of data gathering. I propose that we have 1 week or 2 weeks to finish the spreadsheet definitely and to continue on, because we have actions to take now. We have urgent operation to implement in terms of capacity building. For example, the WHOIS. I want to remind you that the last ALAC teleconference proposed that the capacity building working group work on a capacity building operation on WHOIS, because ALAC identified a need for the community about this issue. Even if Maureen has decided to work with Janice about the capacity building of Apralo in Beijing, I think we need to discuss with her and to try to see if we can help her, because if they will use the fellowship program instead of any other specific capacity building for the ALSs, the benefit will be minimum. Will not be full. So we have to discuss with them if they need help. We can help them to make some specific sessions for the ALSs that are more relevant for them. So this is also an urgent action that we need to work on. We have to work on the roadmap that Salah just identified, but also we have to think that we have urgent action to take, so we need to go a little bit speedy. And especially for the data gathering, I think we have to finish it as soon as possible, very, very soon. Thank you.
Excellent. So we have an action item, which is to liaise with AP Rallo to Maureen, who is coordinating the Kipa Sibylline Vapiral, and offer them our system. That's one, is a working group to see how we can help facilitate certain things if our help is needed. The second one is in terms of 2 weeks to work on the spreadsheet, 2 weeks from today to finalize our spreadsheet. And so with that, I would propose, is everyone okay with that?
Pastor Peter, can I just quickly make my own contribution?
Is this Carlos?
Pastor Peter?
I'm trying to figure out who is speaking. Please state your name before you speak.
Pastor Peter.
Oh, Pastor Peter. Hang on, yes. Pastor Peter. Carlos has put his hands up. After Carlos, we have Yalvi. After Carlos, Yalvi, and then Pastor Peter. Is that okay?
All right.
If you look on the left of your shared screen, on your Adobe, you'll see hands that are raised. Oksana, given that you've just spoken, can you please put your hands down for a bit? Let's have Carlos first, and then Yalvi, and then Pastor Peter next.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank
Carlos,
you.
Carlos, you're on.
Carlos Aguirre speaking. Tijani's idea is a very good one, very appropriate one. I think that the spreadsheet data could be supplemented or completed as we move on, as we keep working. And surely we can move forward with items or topics related to the work and the work strategy that we need to come up with. And on the other hand, I posted on the working group's page or wiki, I posted some questions that I would like your opinion about. I would like to see your replies to these questions, because that would give us the possibility to get to know your opinion on these items, on these points, and on the basis of the summary of the replies to these questions, then we could draft our next steps or our next tasks. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Yalvi, are you ready? Thank you, Sabrina, for the
thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Yalvi speaking. Just to add to what Yanni said, that we need to have a timeline for the whole process. And from my side, I will try to the spreadsheet to put some information, especially regarding the CCPLDs in African countries. I can the next 2 days try to put information in that one. So my main comment is that it will be very, very important that for the world process, it would be good to have a timeline so that we can work accordingly. So again, my main point is to have a timeline for this flow, the chat we have on the EPK. Thank you very much.
That's excellent. Yes, you raised very good points, both you and Carlos. Pastor Peters, those who have spoken already, can you please put your hands down on the Adobe? And Pastor Peters, and who else wants to go? Do we still have Pastor Peters on the call?
Gisela, sorry, Gisela here for the transcript. Pastor Peters has disconnected, and and we will try and dial out to him again and let you know once he's joined again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So do we have anyone else who perhaps haven't spoken yet? Oksana?
Sola, this is Maureen Hinda.
May I know who is speaking, sir?
Maureen Hinyard.
Hi, Maureen. Yes, please, go ahead.
Maureen.
Sorry. My connection failed when Tijani was giving his presentation. I'm so sorry, Tijani, that I didn't hear it. But I assume that you mentioned something about the AP rights in Beijing. As many of you will be aware, about 25 individual AP RALA letters have been invited to attend the Beijing meeting in April. And I'm very privileged to be able to provide them with some capacity-building content while they're in Beijing. And I look to the expertise of other RALA participants in this group who have all provided capacity-building in the past, and I look forward to your suggestions as well as those that come from the participants themselves. And as Sala has already mentioned, our concerns probably the same. There are switch gaps that they have about ICANN. The meeting in Beijing will be, for many of them, their first introduction to ICANN. So at the moment, we are going to take advantage of the fellowship program and the newbie session, as well as any specific issues that come out of their feedback, which I'm seeking very shortly. So thank you very much for allowing me to be part of this group, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from everyone. And the wiki will be fine. Thank you.
It's excellent, Maureen. Just to let you know, Maureen, prior to you speaking, we've put as an action item, and we thank you for confirming that at least the working group is ready to assist you in whatever it is that you may need, where it is within our means to assist in terms of the AP RALA capacity building project. And we can draw from the lessons from AFRALO and LACRALO, those that have, and of course NARALO and URALO, in terms of all those who have facilitated their RALA capacity building. And I'm sure they'd be able to provide the in-depth experience. That's going to be great. So we'd encourage continuous discussion, I suppose, on a mailing list on this particular aspect. And so bringing us back to the discussions on the spreadsheet and in terms of the perspectives of the working group in terms of how we're going to move forward.
Yeah, Pastor Peters, hello, Pastor Peters, was this there?
Oh, is Pastor Peters back?
Yes, please.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I'm back. Can I make my contributions?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. First, I thank everyone that has started this process, and especially Tijani and Fatima from the AFRALO. I want to quickly observe. My observation could also be considered as part of the strategic plan for the capacity building for the at large. Now, my own observation is the fact that if we look closely at the activities of ICANN, what is mostly needed over these years of ICANN's existence is the great visibility of ICANN in the especially in the developing countries, I mean Africa, for example. And the only way, or not one of the major ways that ICANN can achieve this visibility is to empower the various ALS from the countries in Africa. And one way of making this possible is this process that has begun with this capacity building. Now, my take on this is that since we have very few ALS in most of the African countries, the representatives of the ALS, their capacity could be built upon at the various ICANN conferences. By this, I mean we could have set a target that let every ALS from the various countries have access to ICANN meetings for, say, about three ICANN meetings, ICANN conferences, basically to be trained. Then, when they will not be empowered to go back to their countries to replicate this capacity that they have just developed. And the only way they can make this possible when they get back is to be empowered. By this, I mean with the knowledge, with the ideas that have been impacted, we could make up proposals to ICANN for funding so that we can carry out these activities in our country. So by so doing, by doing this, we are spreading the ICANN. By doing this, we are also increasing the visibility of ICANN and also adding to the various communities of ICANN. So that is one area I believe we can also achieve this credibility. It will not be enough for us to just attend meetings once in a while. It's not compulsory. It's not consistent. Sometimes we are lucky to get fellowship and then that. Yes, please.
Thank you. Apologies for intervening. You raise excellent points. If I could just bring us back to the discussion in terms of tying to the spreadsheet and to moving towards strategic planning, which is something that's next on the agenda. Just very quickly, I'd like to pick up on three things that you raised. One is in essence, alluding to the diverse methods that have been used in the past, things that are working, things that are not working. Now, this is precisely why we're compiling the spreadsheet. So it's not just a bunch of numbers, and it's not just a bunch of names, and it's not just random information. But it's information that's going to show us what activities have been happening in the different territories. So, for example, a potential indicator that's possibly missing from this particular spreadsheet is the nature of capacity building that's already been rolled out in this region relevant to ICANN, that, you know, maybe that the ALS participated, and whether that was face-to-face or whether that was remote. And being able to measure some of these things. And whilst we can make a lot of inferences and hypothesize about what's wrong or what's weak or what's not, things that we potentially can improve, then until we have solid, we've done our homework, we've done our research, we know this is this is what the numbers are telling us from the spreadsheet, and we'll be able to make recommendations, precise and safe recommendations back to the ALEC to say, this is what we found, this is some of the things we suggest. And so the ideas that you were raising in terms of movement forward, Pastor Peters, is excellent. It's going to be very useful, and we need to be constantly thinking around those things, which is really good. And with that, I'd like to ask, there may be people who are not on the Adobe, who are on this call, who would like to speak, and I'm not probably seeing their hands, or those who are on the Adobe who would like to speak at this stage in relation to, we'll be closing the comments shortly in terms of the project roadmap before we move on to strategic planning. Is there anyone who would want to make comments? Dan?
Thank you. This is Devanand Pillai speaking. Are you hearing me?
Thank you, Dev. Yes, perfectly.
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I think what the interventions have been very useful. I think we should, as of one of the first steps, looking at the spreadsheet and updating it, but not spending too much time on the spreadsheet. I think what you want to get is the sense of where we are right now. I mean, we may not get to be very perfect in exactly capturing exactly 100% of the details, but I think we want to just try to get a really a broad overview of what it is. So I would say working on the spreadsheet is important, but not the critical part of the group. And I think it was Carlos that said, you know, we should put a rigid timeline on that and just have it done within a short time frame. Something regarding I think something we also have to keep in mind is that the call should go out very soon for the at-large to submit possible projects for funding for capacity building, but I guess funding that is in line with the ICANN's strategic goals. And I believe there's going to be a call being sent by Finance and Budget Subcommittee very soon on this. So it will also be very useful that if we generate some ideas for this, that we are able to, well, put that funding request into the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. I believe the deadlines were like in March and in April of this year. So that's something to think about. Okay, that's it.
That's excellent points raised by Dev. So what I would propose is this. Let me know what you think, everyone. I propose that as Tijani had mentioned, we spend 2 weeks to finalize the spreadsheet. The first week of the 2 weeks, we spend in rechecking the numbers, adding the indicators that we think should be inserted into the spreadsheet that's not currently inserted, and finalize that information. The second week of the 2 weeks, we spend in the trend analysis of the information that's been gathered. And if everyone's okay with it, it would mean that at the end of the 2 weeks, we would have a revised spreadsheet and the trend analysis would have been done. As you can see already on the current version of the spreadsheet, you'd see some graphs. It's pretty, it's because the information is all on Excel, it's very easy to pivot and that sort of thing, so the trend analysis won't take long. But it's the accuracy and rechecking the accuracy of the information that's going to be critical, which is why we'll be depending largely on each and every one of you to make sure that what we have is okay. So if everyone is okay with that, I propose with that proposition, then what we could potentially do is after those 2 weeks, we'll get back and discuss in terms of the spreadsheet, and then begin the next process, which is the preparation of the strategic framework of what we think and ideas and all kinds of creative ideas on what we think should be in place, or that we could do, or that ALEC or at large should be involved in. Now, one thing that should also remember that whilst gathering information in terms of indicators for the spreadsheet, it would also mean that we would be looking into our region and identifying, and we can also coordinate, identify what capacity building programs, as Pastor Peters had mentioned, you know, those that have taken place in Africa, or, you know, and Tijani and Yalvi can look into those regions with all our other volunteers from the African, the Efralo region, and likewise for the Uralo region, and similarly for Lakralo and Apiralo and Naralo. So that way we'll have a cohesive set of information. And as Dev had mentioned, we don't want to spend too long on this project. The reality is it's constantly going to be updated anyway. So we need to set timelines. But let's have people's thoughts on the proposal and the time frame. The strategic framework we can take about another 2 weeks to complete in terms of strategic planning. So I'm proposing 2 weeks for the spreadsheet, finalizing including the trend analysis, and the next two, and then we meet, and then the next 2 weeks would be on strategic planning. Yes, Tijani. And who is after Tijani? Please go ahead.
Thank you, Salah. Thank you, Salah. Yes, we can do that. We may be faster, but we can. I can stick to your plan because we can work in parallel. We can prepare the strategy while finalizing the spreadsheet. But if you feel that we need the whole 4 weeks, I don't mind. But we need also to think in parallel this time about the urgent action we need. The
good
urgent
point.
Action, I mean, what was asked by ALAC, and we have an operation in Beijing that we need to contribute in. So as a timeline, I can accept it. It's okay. But we have to work in parallel and to imagine what we can do for Beijing, and in consultation and in close cooperation with Maureen, for sure. But for the WHOIS, we have a request from ALAC, so we need to think about it, to see how to do it, to interact with the WHOIS working group chair, who is Carlton. And also with Olivier to prepare to plan an operation of capacity building on who is for the whole community. We can imagine a face-to-face for the people who will come to Beijing, but it will not be enough. The best is to make something like a webinar for the whole community. For example, I just give ideas. It can be better. Thank you.
Right. Excellent. And any other comments on the proposed timeline? Okay, since I'm done. Since there are no other comments, we'll go with that. 2 weeks for 2 weeks to finalize. It'll be out shortly on the email. 2 weeks we'll spend to finalize the spreadsheet, including the trend analysis. The next 2 weeks will be on developing the strategic planning, noting that the strategic planning, the framework, will be prepared simultaneously, the actual and things are, you know, when we see the outcome of from the trend analysis, it's going to shape how the strategic planning is going to form. With that, we'd like some volunteers of those who'd be willing to look into capacity building initiatives that are already taking place, either in other constituencies or like such as the GECI units on capacity building. CCNSO, they have a working group on capacity building. And of course, you have seen the ICANN Academy initiative in terms of form of capacity building. And then, of course, you would have seen different rallies having face-to-face capacity building and global partnership organizing different capacity building initiatives during network operator group meetings, NOG meetings around the world. So we'd like volunteers for people from different regions to look up some of these capacity building initiatives, just so we have a record. We've gathered some information already, but it would really be good if people could volunteer, preferably, you know, more than one, at least two or three, who could just look into who's doing what, just so we can have a record of it. Are there any volunteers? And also we'd like volunteers, okay, maybe let's start with getting volunteers from the different rallies to look at their specific rallies and the information that's gathered so far. So maybe let's start with, shall we go alphabetically? Let's start with AP Rallo. Those who are in AP Rallo on this call would like to volunteer to review the information that's already on the spreadsheet and to check and check again. You, Rallo?
Tyler, I'll give you a hand with that. This is Maureen here. I'll give you a hand with that.
Thanks. Thanks, Maureen. Was that you, Maureen?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Tyler.
Perfect. Okay, Maureen's volunteered from the AP Rallo. And now let's go to AP Rallo. Any volunteers? Yes, Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, I am sorry to interrupt you. I think that this working group is made of people from each region. And I think that those people from each region have to bring us the need of their region in terms of capacity building. I don't think that it will be the duty of only one from each region. If they are on this working group, the capacity building working group, I think they are very well interested in the capacity building for their region, and so they have to bring to the working group the needs for their region. Thank you.
Very good point, Jani. So with that, let's just say, as Jani had mentioned, if you are from Efralo, or if you are from Itiralo, or if you are from Uralo, your obligation, your duty as a member of the working group is to review the spreadsheet and to ensure that the data in it is correct, check to see if something that should be in country is not in territory, and that sort of thing, the ALSs, the names of the ALSs, if they have a website, things like checking the primary language spoken, secondary language spoken, things like that. So thanks to Jani for that. With that, we'd still need volunteers for names of those who'd be willing to look at making a list of who's doing what in terms of capacity building and what are some of the initiatives that may be happening in a certain geographic terrain. I'm wondering, Abdella, would you be up for this? Would you be up for... I'm wondering if Abdella Dantu is still on the line. And also like looking at things like trainings that are happening in region. Is there anyone who'd like to volunteer to look for this information? Or shall we just leave it to the different rallies to find out? Okay, let's hear from Fatima. Please go ahead, Fatima, and then Dev. Yes, Fatima, please speak.
this is Fatima speaking. Thank you. Just a brief comment. I am a member of the regional strategy group for Latin America and the Caribbean. This group's objective is to present the regional strategy for Latin America and the Caribbean in Beijing. And that strategy for our region includes capacity building. Probably there will be some points in common between this group, this working group, and this other regional working group where I am working. So as long as there is no conflict, I volunteer to share information that I may have from the Latin American and Caribbean region. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima. Can you hear from Dev?
Thank you. This is Devananti Lakshmi speaking. Just to also echo Fatima's suggestion, I am also the second member from LACRALO on the Latin American Caribbean Strategy Group. And I would also be looking to share information that we will get from our colleagues in Latin America and the Caribbean. But to answer the question, I would like to help to volunteer to look, research the capacity building programs that are done by the CCNSO and other ACs and SOs in ICANN. And then what we should do, of course, is just to put these links up on the wiki page on the capacity building workspace. Thank you.
Excellent idea. So that's precisely the thing, precisely what we need to do, to identify who's doing what already in the region. And the whole point is to avoid duplication as much as possible, so we can actually, you know, where synergy can be deployed and that sort of thing. So Dev's comments were excellent in terms of way forward. What we can do is create a link on the wiki so people know of capacity building initiatives that are occurring within their territories, countries, or within their region that's relevant to what they're trying to build. And we can sort of just list it there. So it's an active, ongoing list. So whoever finds what can just input it. So that makes it a shared and corporate responsibility. So with that, I would like to ask if anyone has something else that they would like to raise at this particular point. Any other business? Anyone? Right. Okay. So in terms of way forward, we're going to capture the summary of what we've discussed on this call, and it's going to be sent up. So for now, spend 2 weeks in finalizing the spreadsheet, including this trend analysis, and then simultaneously preparing the strategic framework, which we will start reflecting, thinking about now, but developing fully post, once we've finished developing the spreadsheet. We'll also create a space on the wiki where people can incorporate or send through email capacity building initiatives that they see are happening. And also the other thing is to prepare for Beijing. So Maureen, please know that we're on standby. If you need any assistance from us in whatever form, just feel free to drop the mailing list what you'd like for us to assist you with. I know you've said it already on the call in terms of ideas and suggestions, but yes, and so we'll really organize how we can assist you. Maybe some lessons from the different parlors, things that they went through that we don't have to repeat in terms of mistakes and that sort of thing. And also ideas that, as Johnny mentioned in the previous call, there are things that he picked up running, facilitating a capacity building session that we could draw from. And so there are lots of exciting experiences to draw from.
I'm just wondering, was that someone trying to speak? I can't see anyone's hand up. Marine, did you want to say something? Oh, I see somebody.
No, there wasn't me, but
Okay. So with that, we'll have our next meeting after we've completed the spreadsheet and the trend analysis to prepare the way forward for our strategic framework, which will be after 2 weeks. So we're going to work closely with Gisela to help start that meeting. So with that, I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for being on the call. And again, I'd like to say thank you to Sabrina for translating for us today. And thank you also, Gisela, and to ICANN staff for coordinating this and facilitating this meeting preparation. And please be tuned, stay tuned to your email, and this is really helpful. This is going to help the steering group to work out the project roadmap, and we'll be working on a timeline and putting it out shortly. So with that, I'd like to say thank you, everyone, and you have an excellent day, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you're at. And have a productive week. We'll be in touch shortly. Please stay tuned to the wiki and to the mailing list. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Bella, for sharing.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.